Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Lottery 333. I come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I do this video for His glory and to share with my brothers and sisters the words, the dreams, the messages, and the warnings that I have received. I want to welcome all my new subscribers. Yes, it doesn't look like I'm getting any new subscribers because they're blocking the numbers, but I know that they are still coming every day. And I want to tell you, if you don't already know, about my dream forum that I started for all of you to put your prophetic dreams and the things that the Lord is showing you so you can share it with all of us. And I also started another forum. It's a connecting forum where you can connect with one another. I call it a Safe Haven Connection Forum. And that's where you can connect with other people either online or in the different areas where you live. And the last thing is, in the last month, the Lord has led me to start a network, and it's called the Overcomers Network. And this is where people are getting together in small groups within their homes. It started with what I call the Refuge Hubs. And if you're interested in knowing more about that, all three of those things will be down below in the description box, and you can check them out for yourself. Okay, so today I want to bring you a very short message that I received on the 12th of August 2023 concerning the 144,000. The Lord has been placing the 144,000 on my heart in the last couple of weeks and has been ministering to me about who they are and what it's all about. You can read more about that in Revelation 7 and in Revelation 14. And then the Lord led me to Romans 9 concerning the 144,000. And so if you get a chance, you can read that. It's about how Israel is going to be regrafted in the last days when the times of the Gentiles are over. The Lord is going to be regrafting Israel in, and His attention will then turn from the Gentiles to Israel and focusing His attention on them. And I believe that's when the 144,000 will start their ministry. And I believe that that's what their ministry is. It's their ministry is to Israel. And so seek the Lord on further understanding. I think you'll understand more when you read Romans 9. And that's all I'm going to say about this right now. Seek the Lord on further understanding and also confirmation. One thing I did hear when I got this message, after I received this message, I heard the Lord ask me to ask you if any of you have heard from the Lord specifically that you're part of the 144,000. And if so, if you could please contact me. My contact is down below, so you can shoot me an email. The Lord wants me to share more about what He has shown me. So please go ahead and feel free to contact me concerning the 144,000. I will also leave down below another message I got from the Lord about them and how they're connected to the 10 lost tribes. So if you don't know much about the 10 lost tribes, go ahead and do a little research on that because they're all connected. All right, here is the message, a short message I received. This is a call for the 144,000. You have been chosen for such a time as this. I'm giving out my assignments now, and you are to go to the house of Judah and the house of Israel and proclaim my glory. I am opening up the hearts of those from my original vine, and they will once more be grafted in. Those who have been chosen have been marked and sealed for my purpose to lead my Israel back to me. They have lost their way, but the time is now coming when the doors open for them to come into my fold. Come and yield yourself to me, and you will then hear my instructions. Bring my lost sheep back into the fold. Do not delay. And that was what I heard. And I waited a while, and there was a pause, and I asked the Lord, how, Lord, do we bring the lost sheep back into the fold? And this is what I heard. I heard it starts with prayer, fervent prayer, to loosen up the soul and to fertilize the soil. Then the seeds can be planted, and they will take root and will be firmly established. So that's how the Lord says that we are to start bringing the lost back into the fold. It starts with prayer, brothers and sisters. I will have a transcript of this important message, even though it's short. It's very important. There's a lot packed in there. You can go read it in my blog. And again, that is in the description box below for you. All right. Well, thank you for coming and listening to what the Lord has showed me. I am praying for you all. I continue to pray for strength and for a closer walk with the Lord. As we enter into these last days, we need to be sharing with one another the things that the Lord has been showing us. All right. Thank you again. Stay strong. Shalom.